Frank. Check, check. What's up? What's up? It's your boy Frank Alito with Jodeci.
Hi.
You already know what it is. Trap and Checha, episode 9. Are we on 9?
We're on 9. Ooh.
And my man Black Casper's back from his Sunky Punky tour in the DR. He look like a Sunky Punky, don't he? Yo. So we go go right into it today, man. We got a special guest. My man Ed, manager of the new hotspot in the BX, Beachstro. What up, Ed? How you doing, bro?
I'm chilling, my brother. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
That way.
I don't know if you've been here yet, Jodeci. I got to go to the opening. It's quite a spectacle, to say the least.
But you didn't tell me.
It's a dedication to the hip-hop culture. Right over the bridge, the 3rd Avenue Bridge in the Bronx. It's super dope. It's called Beachstro.
That's
get
cute.
It? Beachstro.
Let me see it.
Super fire. So let's look at some pictures and show some of these courses. So this is the Catfish?
Yes. This is our famous Big Willie Catfish, which is basically served over purloo, which is it's basically coconut rice. You know, it's rice simmered in coconut milk, and that comes with, you know, fava beans, tomato, and spices. And the spices that we use are a fusion between African and Caribbean spices. So, you know, there's a lot of flavor to it.
Dope. Really so, good. Give us some background. How did this product come together? You know, tell us about the ownership and what their vision was for this project and how basically it came into fruition, Beachstro NYC.
Okay. I mean, the owners, they own Bronx Draft House, which is very well known by Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're lovers of hip hop. And they basically wanted to put together a concept that involved hospitality and hip hop. Mm-hmm. So Beachstro itself is an homage to 70s, 80s, and 90s hip hop. And, you know, the food, the whole idea behind it was hip hop was created between African American and Puerto Rican, you know, and Puerto Rican culture. So, you know, what we did was we created somewhat of a, you could say it's almost like following the slave migration, you know, from Africa into the Caribbean, West Indies, and then we end up in the South. So whenever anyone asks me, I say it's Afro-Latin Caribbean with a little dash of Southern.
You know? Fire, fire. What's your favorite dish on the menu, Ed?
As of right now, it's the fried chicken. You know, we the process that the fried chicken goes through is pretty, is something else. It's not like something that you've seen before. You know, we go through the marinating of it, you know, and then we go into, you know, the cooking of it, which it's a full process. But by the time you get the finished product, I mean, you know, it's like no other fried chicken you've tried.
You guys are getting me hungry.
Let's look at some images, Ant. Mm-hmm. That's the rotisserie chicken.
So this year, that there was the mojo chicken, which is basically we take the full chicken, we rub it, and then we place it in the rotisserie.
Fire. Mm-hmm. So let's go right into like that segment that the news did, because we could speak about it all day long, but I think it's better if the audience and viewers see what we doing over here with the Beachstro.
Dope.
So that's, yes, the walls got that's super dope. Look at some of these paintings, some of this artwork.
That's so pretty. B-boys,
80 B-boys on the wall. You can see the kitchen, which is also very dope. Yeah. You see them cooking right in front of you. It's super dope.
It's an open kitchen, yeah.
Open kitchen, fire.
Yeah. And you can sit there as well.
Right. So let's hear this woman.
Let's get into this video.
So we can hear her.
There is literally nothing like this place in the Bronx or in the city. This is Beachstro, and it intertwines everything the BX is about.
The front of it is very demure. It's a traditional record shop. It's a speakeasy kind of thing.
Watch this.
When you go behind the curtains is when you delve in deeper to what it is that we're doing here, and you see this grandeur. And I think that's what the Bronx is in general. The Bronx is not what a lot of people expect.
Did you take from like Beauty and Essex? I see like a lot of that in there too, like the whole speakeasy.
Definitely, yeah. Like, you know, we get a lot of people now coming into the restaurant, you know, looking to buy records. And then the moment that we let them know, listen, we have more records inside, then they walk inside, they're like, wait, hold up, what is this? You know, so it works.
What you would have seen in somebody's living room at the time. We were able to find the two turntables.
And exact replicas of Grandmaster
turntables,
the techniques,
headphones.
There is, you see that, Ant? It's kind of fire.
Like this place, in the Bronx or in the city. This is Beatstro, and it intertwines everything the BX is about.
In front of it is
okay, so we already saw this. But, I mean, so you guys get, I mean, if you haven't gone, you definitely got to go. You see what it's about. Pure homage to hip hop.
It's so cute. Like I would,
super dope.
I like I like going to places and I like taking pictures. So I'll definitely see myself with all the speakers in back of me. It's an Instagrammable place.
I mean, the cool thing about the place is that there's a story behind everything, and everything was thought out. So it's like, you know, you go into the record store and then you get the exact replica, you know, of you know what Grandmaster Flash, you know, first used. You know, you get to see hip hop books, you know, you have some of our merchandise, posters, you know, so it definitely is almost, I like to call it like a hip hop Disney World. And then you walk in, and then once you walk in, it's like you have all the elements of hip hop, you know, all around you. So it's engaging. It's like you're eating, but you're also focused on what's on the wall. You know, the music, everything. Because we celebrate everything.
Describe some of the music, because when I went there, it was definitely more of a chill ambiente, beauty and Essex flow, not turn up. It's more classical, like a Mozart hip-hop take, if you will. You know what I'm saying? It's not so much like there was DMX in the background. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like Get At Me Dog. It was more like Slipping. You know what I'm saying? That right? You feel me?
Well,
like,
well, the day of the soft opening, we didn't want to go too hard, you know, but what we've been doing is little by little showcasing, you know, specifically like 80s and 90s hip hop. You know, of like course we have the 70s.
As soon as I walk in, it's like I'm time traveling back.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly, because you know there is a market for that right now, and people are looking for, you know, those throwbacks. You know, where you could sit somewhere and just be like, oh, I remember this. You know, so that's all part of the engagement of Beatstro. You know,
fire. And you can see like the open kitchen, and then they got the trains bombed on top. It's just like a lot of thought, and definitely the people that created this were definitely there. You're not getting this from like a second or third source. You could tell that whoever put time into this knew exactly the direction they were going, because oh yeah, for sure we gotta have the bomb train with the open kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so it was definitely super dope.
I can't everything wait to go. We're going.
And
we're
it's
going.
Little, what, you little tapas type, like there's main courses, that's, but not too
I,
many.
I like those type.
Yeah, it's
those,
more
those
like
are my little, favorite places.
Yeah,
with small dishes. Yeah, we have actually a section where it's like snacks. So we have like fried green tomatoes. We have something called the Josefina, which is like fritters, like cheese fritters with like shredded pork. But then basically right after them, we have the, you know, the small plates. That's what they're called basically. And then we have salads, and we have turkey wings, you know, jerk turkey wings. And a couple of other items on there. Yeah.
Fire.
Let me see more pictures. Go for it.
Fire. Super fire.
Just so you know, everything.
You guys are getting me so hungry.
Just so you know, everything that's within Beatstro is all from the Bronx. So the artwork was done by Andre Trenier, which is you know, he's the guy who did all the murals by Yankee Stadium, and he's pretty popular all over the world. And then he did that in conjunction with Skeem, TMT, which is a you know, super old school writer. And I also got Totem, TC5, involved.
Whoa, and if you don't know about that, talk to your dad, because TC5 was that crew back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So you're talking about the original dudes, and a lot of people don't know that TC5, I'm from 184, 185, they were from not just the Bronx, they were from the Heights. You know what I'm saying?
I could see myself bringing my dad, like, oh, let's have a
kid. He would love it, Joe. Yeah. He would love it, because this is definitely that flow. Definitely. I gotta bring my tattoo artist to Ed, because he used to bomb and all that. These guys would love it. I'm definitely gonna bring it. I got some dudes from TC5,
cool,
matter of
fact.
No.
Okay.
But from, you remember the Dykeman shop that we would do stuff at? All those dudes, man.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, they would love that. They would love that. They would love that. But, I mean, what else? Anything else you want to tell us about the spot?
I mean, you know, we have a couple of theme nights that are coming up. So we're going to do like a Master Blaster Monday, which is going to be an open mic for spoken word, you know, freestyling, singing, R&B, whatever you feel like doing. We also have a Wu-Tang night.
I love it.
That's gonna feature.
Was that Francis's idea?
That was actually my idea.
Oh, about to say.
With Francis, obviously.
This
involved.
Yo, you would never think to. Well, I know, because you know Wu-Tang fans are like that. But if you see him, you think, oh, this guy just is like a bartender or whatever. But yeah. I think his whole life is a Wu-Tang Wu-Tang record.
I mean, you know, we wanted to celebrate, you know, hip hop. So there's way that you cannot, you know, do a theme night.
Wu was,
you know,
for the children.
Involving the Wu.
I love the Wall of Fame.
Yeah, this wall, so you know, was done by a Bronx artist called Adonde Estás. That's his name. Wow. And basically, the concept behind it was to take all the fallen legends, or at least a good amount of them, and put them on this wall. So we're gonna be adding more to it.
As people die, is what you're saying? Like,
not necessarily. But you know, we're gonna add a couple of people. You know that because I get people telling me all the time, like, yo, you should put down Eazy-E or you
yeah, for sure.
So we're gonna keep adding to it, but you know, we wanted to pay homage to those legends that set the tone for hip hop all around. You know, so we've got
Heavy D got to go on that wall too.
Yeah, Craig Mack is on there, Guru.
Yeah,
you got Biggie and Pac, but you got Jam Master J, MCA.
That? That's Heavy D up there.
That's Heavy D.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Big L. So you know, it's all Prodigy. Mm-hmm. It's all real hip hop artists. You know.
No, it's fire, bro. Spot is beautiful. Definitely gonna take you, Joe, because I'd take you out the hood because my hand at the. Nobody else is.
I see what you're trying to do.
But you already know, Black Castle, we gonna go, bro. You coming with? Black Castle's from the Bronx.
I think I'm gonna have to pull up.
You're gonna have to pull
the food
up.
Looks amazing.
Definitely.
Kid has an old soul, Ed. Every time we tell him to spin something, he's not sure what he's playing.
Yeah.
But it does, the mix is dope, but he's not sure what exactly he's playing.
It always ends up being.
But that's the front. So it looks like an old school record shop, kind of like Beauty and Essex, but then you go back behind that curtain and it's the speakeasy.
I love it. I mean, the storefront. I love it.
It's an original. It's, you know, as far as like in the Bronx or in New York, there's nothing like it right now.
Yeah, it's
you
fun.
Know, it's
great location.
It's definitely a hot location. And we have outside of the Wu, we also have the lounge that's coming up. And it's the classic definition of a lounge. So we're gonna do that Friday, Saturday, from 11 o'clock on till 2, actually till 3 in the morning. And you know, just you can pull up, have some great drinks, you know, listen to some good hip hop.
What kind of vibes we talking in there? Like, is it gonna be like an apartment 78 type flow? Like,
it's gonna be something more on that level. You know, we're not trying to, you know, turn
no hookah,
up,
no hookah.
You know, no hookah, no heavy turn up. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, obviously we are gonna play some contemporary, you know, music every now and again, but it's about, you know,
the
appreciating
classics.
The music, you know, and just mm-hmm. just enjoying some drinks and some food.
That's fun.
And having a good time.
Well, we're gonna definitely show you love, Ed. You know what I'm saying? Fun. And also, not to mention cocktails. Done by my man Francis.
Yes, yes.
Who is a mixologist extraordinaire.
Yes.
In case you don't know Francis, then you don't know mixology. You know what I'm saying? So, gonna definitely have some dope little cocktails too. It's definitely our flow, Joe. You know what I'm saying? For the classy yet sassy. The classy yet sassy. That's the bar.
Yeah.
See, that's Ed.
I want that wall.
Yeah, the walls, like, it's off. It's just a beautiful spot. Like, I'm not just saying that because Ed's here, but you definitely could tell that it was a lot of thought put into it, and the people that did it were there. They knew exactly what detail and the attention to details that had to be made for such a spot. And the open kitchen
definitely.
Is fire to look at. So, yeah. So, we're going to go to Bistro. And I want to thank you, Ed, for stopping by. We know
thank
we had to
you.
Take you out of job.
No,
you know,
no
he's
worries,
right now.
No worries.
But we needed to, I've been telling you for weeks, we need to talk about this spot. I went over there and I fell in love, Joe. Yeah. I fell in love with
yeah,
the whole
no,
thing.
It's hot.
Definitely Frankie friendly.
It's definitely hot.
It's know? Definitely you.
Yeah, it's me, bro. It's like when I first saw it, Ed told me the concept for months, I've been telling him, oh, that's cool, hip hop. But they really did it.
I'm
it
right.
wasn't just a hip hop lounge. It is a hip hop lounge.
Yeah, it's official.
So you know what I'm
it's
saying?
Official.
So be sure to go. What's the address, Ed?
It's 135 Alexander Avenue between 134th Street and Bruckner Boulevard. And in the Mount Haven section of the Bronx or the South Bronx. You know, definitely make your way there. It's a beautiful area outside of, you know, just Bistro. So, you know, come through.
And where can we follow on what's the Instagram is officially Bistro NYC. That's Bistro
NYC.
So you guys can see some of the flicks that we're looking at right now. More to come. Obviously, it just opened up softly. I'm gonna start rolling that out soon, Ed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, but you get some of the imagery from this. I like what the photographer got the imagery.
I have a question.
Please, Anthony.
Where do you find those radios and the turntables?
Where did you find the radios and the turntables?
Where did you find them?
We, you know, because we have, you know, we had talked to a few people about the concept already. You know, that was a major piece for us to make sure that we got the exact replica. So it went through a few people. Let me just put it that way.
So it was expensive is what we're trying to say.
it went through a few people to get it.
It was expensive to get those techniques. You saw the techniques they have, the original, the one where he first scratched on. Yeah. Like in the show on Netflix, what was the name of the show? I know you saw it, Black Casper.
The Get Down.
You from the Get Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Down. Like those turntables. That was a great show. You know they're not bringing it back because it was too expensive to make, man. Great. They're not bringing it up. It was too expensive to make, man. So, Ed, before you go, I know you're a busy man, but we need to ask you some hip-hop questions right here because Ed is a hip-hop fan. We don't get our guests so involved all the time. This year, what is your favorite album so far?
Oof. That's tough.
So far, because the year's not done. We're only 6 months in.
I mean, but, you know, I of course I'm going to go for
the Nas?
The classic.
For the Nas album.
That Nas album is official, but, you know, what's his name?
You didn't like J. Cole. You don't like him.
J. Cole's album impressed me. I was impressed with that.
Boo.
You
Uber.
Know, Kanye, I'm like, yeah.
A little.
You know, but.
Did you like the Drake?
Did I like it?
No, did you like the Drake album? Yeah.
It's cool, right?
It's not. I mean, I think the way he separated it was a little like, okay, so it's one album's for one person, the other album's for the other person.
If you had to choose between the Nas and the Pusha T album.
Oh, definitely Nas. Definitely Nas, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think you're a little biased. I think you're a little biased. I think before you heard the album, you probably said the Nas album before you heard the album.
You know, listen, the Pusha T album was good, but I don't know. I like the beats on it. Some of the subject matter was No. You know, I think that killed it for me a little bit. You know,
what gotcha.
But overall, I think the Nas album, you know, so far has been my favorite.
And on a separate note, Ed has been through the transition. I met Ed, we used to work in La Marina. Mm-hmm. Right, Ed was the original of manager of the restaurant at La Marina.
Yes.
So, what have you seen in the transition in the last 6 to 7 years that you could speak on? Was it for the good or the worse? I guess it's a very broad question, but just the nightlife in general. I always like to ask people that were there, what have you seen in the last 6 years as far as that transition goes?
I mean, I think you know, it definitely has been somewhat repetitive, you know?
A little stale.
If I can say that, you know, I feel like a lot of locations, you know, are running the same program. And, you know, it works, you know, if the clientele's there. So it's been working. You know, it might not necessarily be my taste, you know, but I do feel that there's a trend right now where people are getting away from that and looking for more quality venues, looking for more, you know, let's say, for example, when it comes to cocktails and dining and everything else,
like
they're giving more importance to that. So, you know, I see a group of people moving away from that trend. And I mean, you know, I was up there in so many locations. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's the one thing that I'm starting to notice. You know, people are going for more quality.
You're saying that people are looking for an experience other than just getting lit. Like,
definitely.
You would rather get an experience.
Definitely.
And I totally agree with you.
Yeah, it's, you know, of course, you know, we all went through it. You know, we all wanted to be part of that turn up. I mean, me, you know, years ago, you know, but I think that eventually, you know, you grow out of it. You know, you start looking for, you know, a classier place, you know, or something where you can actually bring someone and enjoy yourself, you know, not necessarily like just turn up and get.
Actually have a conversation with somebody.
Correct, correct.
Exactly.
And actually be like, oh my God, you taste this food? It's so good. Like.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I see that changing uptown.
We were there for the bottle wars, for lack of better word, Ed, or
yes,
the bottle wars.
Yes.
Those times may never come back. Let's be honest.
Probably not.
The way we saw things, 60G nights, easy.
Yeah.
On any given Sunday, yeah. Like I like to say.
Well, I saw three quarter of a million nights. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was 60 here, 50 there. But those guys are all locked up. Hold your heads, my niggas. Hold your heads. You'll be back soon. The streets miss you.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, you know, me personally, even I see it like, you know, I sold liquor and I sell beer now. And I found like a lot of people are really like into the whole, where's it from? Where's this IPA from?
Craft beers?
yeah, they're really crafty and they're really educated on stuff that maybe at 22 I didn't really care about. I was never a beer drinker, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But they're on some like, oh, well, where is it from? Is it local? Is it Long Island Montauk at their local? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like they're really educated on that.
They teach you stuff too.
Yeah, so it's like, I think like the whole cocktail vibe and all that is gonna replace eventually the bottles. Definitely. Because the truth of the matter is, the younger generation, they're not gonna be able to do it because they're not in the streets. There's no more heroin, Ed. It doesn't exist no more.
No.
So those were the guys that were talking about 60 bottles in La Marina.
I actually think that, you know, the great thing about, you know, the youth right now is that, you know, people are definitely smarter
With
the money. You know, they already saw that. They saw the bottles go out, you know, and they're like, wait, you know, I'm not trying to make the owner of this place rich, you know. Let me make myself rich. So, you know, I feel like that has to do with that trend of people moving away from that. And instead of buying 5 bottles, they'd rather go to a spot where they get, you know, 5 cocktails that are done, you know, in an original fashion, you know. So you're gonna see more of that, and the locations are catering to it too.
You know? More happy hours, more lit happy hours.
Definitely.
Can you? Other?
We're gonna go.
Yep.
Because pobrecita. No, let's. She might have seen the strip, and that's about it this summer. Oh, nah, man. Actually, homegirl was at the William Vale the other day.
Really?
Sacando, okay. If you don't follow her.
Okay.
Jodeci. It's at least 75 to 96 pictures an hour.
Okay.
So
An hour.
So,
an hour.
No, it's not.
So at any given moment,
no, it's true.
What do you do outside of this?
I do a lot.
Yes. She's very creative. Tell her what you do. This is the first time meeting you. And our audience sometimes. Maybe they're just tuning in.
Well, I work for an interior design company.
Okay.
I'm a receptionist.
Awesome.
There. And I also do makeup.
She beats faces.
I beat faces. Literally.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I set up photo shoots. I do a whole bunch of stuff. I decorate decor for brunches.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like,
There's a new trend that when girls want to do their brunch with their home girls, they want the table all decorated.
Yeah, all decorated. I've seen
theme.
That. Yeah,
so
I've seen that.
I do that on my weekends.
Okay.
And on my weekends, I do porn, as you know.
Yeah.
As we all do. Cocaine. The porn,
all types of turn-ups.
You know.
But yeah, I don't only take pictures, okay, Anthony?
But see, well, Ed, man, it was a pleasure again. Thank you for you're always part of the Trap and Checha family.
Definitely.
There's Trap and then there's Checha too.
Trap and Checha, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
So we're going to come live one of these days. We might just pull up and just put the tripod on and just turn up right there on Facebook Live.
Oh, that's perfect. Anytime.
Yeah. Real.
Like whenever you want to do it, you know, you can do it straight from Bistro.
Damn, you just told her to do it. I was joking, but.
No.
We could do a show from there. That'd be fire. Yeah.
I'll bring my selfie light.
Oh yeah, we know. we know you're gonna be the selfie. Well, I know you gotta get back to your sis, so if you want you can stick around, but I know you're busy.
Yeah, I gotta close.
I know you gotta close. Tonight. Thank you so much. Black Casper, take us away with a little music.
En el cuello pa' calmar la sed. Mi mano en tu cadera pa' empezar. Como ve, no le vamos a bajar más nunca, mamá. Pa' baila, placata, placata. Como ella lo mueve, sin parar, sin parar. Las ganas de comerte, ahora son más fuertes. Quiero tenerte y no te voy a negar.
no te lo voy a negar. Estamos claros y ya.
Salgo a gastarle unos pocos. Música en el Lambo pa' que te relaje. Al que me la baje unos pocos. Puedo reconocerla de ver su celaje. Sin tanta pena, ahora te digo goodbye. Mucho obrigado, pa' ti ya no hay. No tengo miedo de decir adiós. Yo quiero repartirme un corazón. Ahora te digo goodbye. Mucho obrigado, pa' ti ya no hay.
Back. Yeah. You already know, baby. Trap and Checha. Shout out to my man Ed for coming through. Beach Show looks like an amazing spot. Chodacy, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. How was yours? What did you do?
I mean, my main man, 100 grand, Marvin Moneybags, is back from DR.
Is he?
Yeah, he's here in the building. I'm official movie critic. He's coming through in a little bit. So we kind of just chilled. We went to watch Ant-Man, and that was it. And the fourth, we went to Rye Beach to watch the fireworks.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Well, yeah, well, my son, romantic, whatever. Black Casper, is your girl back from Sunky Punky Land?
Yeah, she came back.
You went back to see the fireworks with her?
Nah, we spent it in the crib.
Ah.
He's tight. You got crumbs.
You're bipolar now. You were so sad that she was gone, and now.
No. We arguing right now.
Ay, qué lío.
Te la robaron, fue.
No. Mm-mm. Si me la roban, hay un problema.
Ay, mi madre.
Un problema grande.
Ay, mi madre, ya veo. So, yeah, so, yeah, it's pretty cool. Let's get right to it. In sports this week, there are no more Latin countries in the World Cup. So, I think just France, Croatia.
Croatia.
Colombia.
Colombia got knocked out.
Wow.
France, Croatia. Starts with a B, Belgium.
Belgium.
And there's one more, but it's escaping me right now. But yeah, but it's not a Hispanic country. It's all European countries left.
So you're done watching it.
No, I still watch, because I still, that's part of like my job is to go and do the promotions during. So tomorrow, Wednesday, I'll be doing, I don't know, I gotta check my schedule where at, but I will be doing promotions
for
that.
You should tell us when like what.
It's at literally 10 in the morning I do these, bro. 10 and 2 o'clock, because it's 8 hours difference over there. So it's like, these are one of the games. Oh, France and Belgium, Croatian, England. Of course, England. Took like 30 years to get back in it. So, I mean, I'm going to go for Belgium because they have like the most, like the Dirty Dutch. Right. And so, they have dope house music in Belgium.
Let's go into our first topic today.
Which was, is it Fab? Are we doing Fab yet?
I think we're doing Fab.
All right. Yo, my man Fab dropped the Pinga remix. In case the epitome of New York hip hop is fabulous, always been consistent, always had the remixes. You got the Boot Up remix. Well, my man Fab, let's just hear Fab's verse on this. Cause it's official. I loved it. Specifically one part.
Why they look mad though? They get mad when you get your boo back.
They get mad.
See, I'm a hustler. Only boo I wanted was a Bugatti. But if you got one riding with you, better keep your boo shotty. Cause ain't nothing out here but clout chasers and cheap hills. And they all got a dream, they out chasing like Meek Mill. I tell them straight up, without chaser, I speak real. Looking for a come up, you are now facing a steep hill. Yeah, I'm running cannon out this bitch. If they keep it 100, I'm 100 grandin' out this bitch. Hey, you can't deny it, boo. The vibe is undeniable. It's on some love and basketball. Omar and Sanaa with boo. You in denial, boo. That nigga still denying you. You thought he was reliable. That nigga just a liar, boo. I love when boo say, go and get that douce. I wake up in the morning, breath smell like pussy. I need that warm water. That jacuzzi, not that pool party Biggie threw in juice. Way too many niggas flashing in that. See, that ain't even my style. What type of fashion is that? Cause yo, you fall in love, couple boo-boos is cool. But I'll be damned if you got me looking boo-boo the fool. I got
feelings. Yo, as if the song wasn't hot enough without him on it.
Listen,
Fab killed it. Keep it 100.
It's the first time I hear this song.
It's the first time?
Yeah, right here, right now. I can tell you he killed
this part. He killed that verse. Fab is the most consistent, underrated hip-hop artist of all time. We got about, since 1998, listening to Fab, he never left. He always got the Depinga remixes.
But he definitely killed it.
Little shit.
Let's talk about how this song, you play in the clubs, and everybody's jamming to it and singing it to the top of their lungs.
Because the song was fire before. The song was, Boot Up is a fire song.
I honestly think he did 10 times better than Nicki Minaj did.
So yeah, I heard her voice. It's that Fab is the best. Like, when you want one verse, when you need that one verse, you call Fab, bro. It's always a bunch of punchlines.
Right. So let's listen to his second song.
With Ashanti. Where's she been for 20 years? I don't know. But Fab did a song with her.
She's been under Nelly's left nut.
She's not, is she still with him?
No. That's where she's hiding.
Yo, Nelly got mad cake on the low, bro. Like, don't even sleep on Nelly, B. I saw a dude perform like 3 years ago. Con una cadenota que
coño. You couldn't even see his neck.
I could not see his neck, B.
He's even a pretty big dude. Even without it, I think you can't see
He's a pretty big dude. Let's Fabulous and Ashanti.
What is the song called?
It's called Ashanti Remix.
Yeah, Saint Laurent go.
Of what sort of go?
Yeah, shut the car, you can
drive. I think the name is Ashanti.
Yeah.
Talk to him, dollar sign.
This is the intro to the video.
You say I'm being foolish, so I'ma show you what the truth is. It's only you, it's only you. I'm not always there when you fall, but I'm always on time. Gave you my heart.
Isn't that Ty Dolla $ign?
I'm not always there when you fall, but I'm always on time.
gave you my all.
Baby, be free.
Ooh, baby. Baby,
the name of the song is Ashanti.
It's pretty much all her songs.
All her hooks.
In one. All her hooks in one.
Ashanti.
All right, let's continue with this. I want to continue.
Came in the game flipping bigs like Ashanti. My new inch is foolish like Ashanti. You miss me? Oh, baby, like Ashanti. I told Shorty, you know the rule like Ashanti. I'm chasing paper, sweating out my St. Laurenti. Saw about my paper, even wrapping around the Fonty. By 04, I had the coupe Bentley Conti. Shit, I don't know if it's Givenchy or Givenchy. Fuck how I pronounce it, just know that I count it. Didn't care if I was there, now they gon' announce it. This is me reflecting on my niche before I found it. Like Escobar, thinking back to when he used to ounce it. Wonder if it's easier to be a kingpin than it was making peasants respect a kingpin. Table sold the niggas who bring them things in. Club full of girls, guess I still bring them things in. That's what me hosting do. To hustlers who flip hustles, that's what we toastin' to. This the flow that got my baby mama ghostin' through. You niggas far from the niggas that I'm closest to. Got too emotional, sensitive ass niggas. You might, but you might not, sensitive ass niggas. I said it, then I meant it, definitive ass nigga. This ain't your house, you own rent to live ass nigga. You should just do R&B like Ashanti. Shorty got me mesmerized like Ashanti. Chinky eyes, thick thighs like Ashanti. About to let mommy manage this like Ashanti. Killing hoes, killing foes, and killing flows. Black jeans, black hoodie, these are killer clothes. Damn, maybe I should've signed with Murder Inc. But my unit's full of G's, I don't know what Irva think. Give a fuck what you niggas heard or think. Give a fuck about your feelings till I die, word the chinks. Till I die, word the chinks. Till I die, word the chinks.
Till I die, said maybe I should've signed to Murder Inc. But my unit's full of G's, I don't know what Irva think. G Unit, do you get the reference, Black Casper? That's my man Fab. Consistent, another lit. I don't care what
you
say.
Wait, hold on.
Is she on? Her outfit is irrelevant.
Oh, he's gonna cut her.
I think this is old footage.
Big thighs, chinky eyes, yeah, I'ma take it. No fillers, no GMO, no fake shit. I'm a real one, still running with my day ones. Yeah, this is them throwback jerseys, holla back, younger. Can't take him serious, he ain't on that low soul. Can't throw it in the bag, need him but no go. I swear that I was leaving. Fuck it, it was cuffing season. Gave it to the wrong one. All they did was hurt me. Everything on me was clean, but he did me dirty. He ain't wanna trade it all, so I had to leave.
You know, Ashanti fan?
I am a Ashanti fan. I just don't like the song.
I don't like how she's rapping the whole time. I wanted a little more of her harmonies, you know? I wanted to hear a little more of her singing. But it definitely does have a Murder Inc. vibe to it, bro. Yo, on the low fab is like 45 years old too, bro. Fíjate ese viejo vencito. I guess him and Eric are good. I don't know.
Her name is Emily.
Oh. Was that me I'm talking about? Emily B, my bad.
Her name is Emily.
I met Emily. Well, I think both songs were lit. Obviously, the first one way more than the second one. But we always like a classic Ashanti flow with some fabulous. What do you think, Black Casper? Was this lit or was this shit?
I felt like she should have.
Oh, no, continue.
You felt that she should have what?
I felt she should have sang her own hook. I feel like that would have been way better.
Yeah, that would have, at least on top of like the ad-libs, you hear her actual
yeah, like,
voice.
I feel like that's what it should have, that would have.
I agree.
I feel like Ashanti should have stayed Ashanti.
She wasn't Ashanti on this?
Nah.
She was rapping. Like Fab definitely wrote that whole verse. Fab definitely wrote her whole song right there. But whatever. So
she should have stayed original.
So it was kind of the first one was definitely lit. Fab is still killing it.
I just want to know who he was talking to on the phone the whole time.
I don't know. But he did have a dope tweet this week that everybody memed, which was like, if you have piece of shit people living piece of shit lives or something like that, you need to get away, far away from them. I don't remember the exact quote, but it struck me. Basically saying like, if you're around people that are piece of shit, like, it's going to affect your life. So you just got to...
Which I agree, because there's a lot of people that do.
Yeah, they just bring it down. Bring it down. What are we going to sound? The Biebs got engaged. Congrats, clap that up. Hey, boy, Marvin, your boy Justin Bieber. He got engaged.
Wow.
He's getting married.
But not to Selena Gomez.
Wait, who?
No. No, he's not a new... He has a new chick. It's not the same one. It's not Selena. Yeah.
After all the talk...
No, they were together for a while.
That's his girl? That's it?
Yeah.
Ave Maria.
After all the talk...
Haley Baldwin.
That's Alec Baldwin's daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Well, one of them. One of the Baldwins. One of them.
She does look like a Baldwin. Huh? Like, look at her.
What did we say that they look like? Trailer trash?
They look like trailer trash, B. Get a shape up or a haircut or something, bro.
Look, not for nothing. If you're happy and that's who you want to be with, all power to you. Wasn't he just with Selena Gomez?
Like a month ago?
A month ago?
Now she's not that.
And The Weeknd made that.
Selena, way better. He's futrao.
She's there laughing like she's like, ha.
Oof.
I wish I had her.
Oof. I think I'm gonna go as far as to say that Bieber está futrao. He wanted to get over Selena. So el tigre, he's not someone I'm gonna get married. I gotta get over this chick. She's not that ugly, pa. She's kind of pretty.
She got a bank account to back it up. So.
And you think Bieber needs money? People have hecho por la vida entera, bro.
Yeah, he's retired.
Come over here. Come over here, Marvin. Because Marvin is you're hollering from over there. You saw a Bieber video of that what?
I saw a Justin Bieber video on YouTube that he was on American Got Talent, and everybody in the... And the audience got so amazed.
Yeah,
and I think it was really good too.
Yeah.
Especially for when he was 10 years old.
Yeah, that's how he got discovered. He got discovered on YouTube by Usher. So Usher's still making money on the Biebs. Well, congratulations, Bieber. I hope you're happy. What else we got to talk about?
Next.
What else we got to talk about? I think that was like...
We were talking about the Shiggy challenge.
Oh, the Shiggy. So Marv. What do you feel about this dance?
Can you do
right
it? Can you do it?
No.
You gotta study it.
I feel like it's easy.
So you like?
You gotta do the heart, and then you gotta do your riding.
So this is the new dance that's for that.
I'll put this on right now.
It's for the Drake song. Kiki, what's the name of the song?
In My Feelings.
In My Feelings.
I'll put that song right now.
Put it on, Blacker.
I think you could do it.
Let's see if you can figure this out.
No, but you gotta, okay.
Let's see if you can figure this out, Marv.
All right, you ready?
You ready?
In My Feelings by Drake. Right. This is the Shiggy dance.
All right.
The new dance craze.
Trap, money, boom.
Can we get it, Marv? Can we get it, Marv? Can we?
Gotta be real with it.
I'm not really sure what they're doing, Marv. I'm gonna be honest.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
Okay.
Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always, KB. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you.
Oh, yeah, that's our boy Kid the Wiz doing the dance over there. I see you.
Wow, that's
in 191st. I mean 192nd. Oh, that's Jacob Berger doing the dance.
Like everybody does their version. This is my favorite one. That's my favorite one. Hey.
Track money, Benny.
Get.
I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny.
Oh,
block like you, Jenny.
So
I know you special, girl, cause I know too many.
Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want
Terrio killed it. I don't know if y'all saw Terrio do it.
I gave these your facts.
That's it.
Are you riding?
That's Khaled, bro.
Say you never ever leave from beside me.
Not that.
And I need you.
Alright, cut it. Well, that's the new dance that y'all be seeing out there. The Shiggy.
I read on Instagram that this dance boosted up supposedly the song.
Let's go into that. Drake has about 4 or 5 songs. Anthony, could you pull up how many songs he has on the top 100s in the top 10 this week?
I actually seen that yesterday.
He has about 6 of the 10 top 10 songs.
7
of the top 10.
Yeah.
He has number 1, number 3, It's really crazy.
Didn't we predict that?
Yes, we did predict that last week. I don't think it took a rocket scientist to predict that he'd have a couple
definitely
of songs
not,
in the top
definitely
10.
Not.
But let's look at the top 10 billboards and how Drake is currently.
I like it as number
July
one.
7. How was the like? Didn't we just see like 20? Was that false news?
Probably.
Was this fake news? Well, he got number. He got number 6. Joe, did we see fake news then, bro? He got number 6 and number 9. I guess that was a lie, bro. I guess that was fake news. I guess he didn't have. Look, Tentacion got the first two. Okay, so I guess that was a lie.
Like, I feel like anybody could
look for it.
Just like crop and write their own thing and put it on the internet and say that they're top 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal to make the top 10 no more, right? And like, it's kind of easy to do that now. Not taking that away from Drake, but I guess it was a lie when they said that he had 7 to 10.
What was that?
What?
And now he's number 2. That's how it works. That's how that works. They only miss you to your dirty bum.
Who up is number 7?
I got a question.
Can you find In My Feelings? Can you find In My Feelings? What number is it?
This needs to be updated.
Okay.
Okay, probably like number like.
I feel like they haven't updated it.
Well, we'll get back. It says since July 7.
It's updated on Instagram, but it's not updated on this.
Unless it's just a lie on Instagram, bro.
People could Photoshop and do
I love God's plan, okay? So it deserves
That's
to be like number 1.
That's Marvin's favorite song is God's Plan on the album.
Wrong with that?
No, nothing at all. So let's get into in case you don't know, Marv was out to DR. He this is his first episode in 9 weeks. We've been doing the show for 9 weeks now, Jodeci. Marvin was an original guest along with Jodeci, and he was our original movie critic, man. So Marv, talk to us about some of the movies that you've seen this last week. I know you saw Ant-Man and Incredibles. What did you think about? Which did you like more?
So that was a very hard question because The Incredibles is really funny, and Ant-Man had a lot of action. So it's like you have to pick two, funny or action, and they both were really good. And also, if anybody has not watched one of these movies, please click out the video now.
Cause you got spoilers?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't give spoilers. Just say what was your favorite?
So my favorite, I'm gonna say it was Incredibles.
Incredibles, you liked it more? A lot of people tell me Incredibles was a really good movie.
Yeah, because Incredibles had like more funny things. Stuff. Yeah.
Okay, look, let's pop up like watch the trailer now.
How was DR? Did you like DR? You were out in the motherland for 3 weeks. What'd you do out there?
So I got a sunburn twice.
Which a lot of people happens when you go to DR. You get bit by the mosquitoes?
Oh my God! Okay,
I have a question. Did you sleep in a mojitero? You know what a mojitero is?
Yes.
Did you sleep in it?
Yes.
Do they still bite you anyway? Yes. But
Marvel was all over.
That doesn't work.
Marvel was all over the island though. Did you see Black Casper's girlfriend with a Sunky Punky over there?
Say yes. Say yes. Say yes.
I think I did though.
When you was in Sabana, you didn't see Black Casper's girlfriend?
I think I did.
You saw her?
What she was doing?
I don't know. She was just walking down the street, like any normal person.
Was she with a tall guy that looked like Black Casper, but taller?
Agarrando de mano.
It was just like walking down the street.
Holding hands?
Oh, I saw. No. Because no one was there, just walking down the street. She was going to like the highway somewhere.
Oh, man.
What do you think she was doing?
I don't know.
You don't want to know what's by the highway, bro.
There's only one way.
There's actually four ways.
She saw the genie, like I like to say. You put the money, and they had the condor. Thank you, Black Casper. Thank you, Black Casper. Nah, why were they high? Because I know Black Casper going to go home and futrao. Like, damn, even Marvin saw her by the highway. Well, Marv, thanks for being on the show again. It's great to have you home, buddy.
I'm gonna leave now.
I mean, the show's pretty much done. Like, how long we been on right now? All right. I mean, but the truth of the matter is,
we're alive.
You have any new segments you want to do, Miss?
I could tell you what I've been through today.
Oh,
what? So have you? She's had a hard day. Mom.
I had a really bad day today.
She had a hard day.
Okay, I'm gonna. So I'm in the Container Store. Yep. I'm buying all my stuff, whatever. So I asked for my Uber. So I noticed that the shit that I have is really, really big. So as I'm going into the cab, I'm like, yo no quepo aquí. Let me put it in the trunk. So I'm fucking putting. Sorry, Marvin.
Language. Earmuffs.
No soap. Okay. So I'm putting my stuff. I'm trying to put my stuff in the back of the car. Hay un carro. She's honking the horn like burr, burr, burr. I'm like, yo, you don't see what I'm doing right now?
Entonces.
Like, she flips the bird on me. Yo,
you know what it is, Joe? You got one of those caras that you just want to flick the bird to, bro. No. You got one of those guys that's gonna be like, yo, get out my face.
Yo, she flipped both of them though. That's what pissed me off. She did the double. She did the double.
Black.
So mind you, yo tengo una funda grandísima. I threw it at her car.
You threw the funda to her car?
I threw the whole fucking funda at her car.
Unbelievable, Black Casper.
I think he got a scratch.
My poor Uber driver, he was scared. He was like, oh my God, are you okay? Yo, yo estaba persiguiendo el carro de ella.
Unbelievable. Black Casper, you hear what's going on?
No, I was like, get out the car.
Ah, but tenemos un savage aquí.
I was like,
rabia. Bueno.
Yeah, let's just go to Instagram. If you don't know what Jodeci's been up to, you can find about 75 pictures a day on Instagram.
I don't.
Yo, I think Anthony loves going to her page. What she was doing?
Go.
Mírala ahí en Playroom.
Oh, estaba en Playroom.
What her titi?
Como?
What her titi's and her titi? Where's your titi at? She's not in the picture?
My titi is right there. No, but keep going. Right there.
Mírala ahí, la titi.
Mírala ahí, that's my eye.
Mira la titi de Jodeci.
Oh.
Bueno, quiero conocer esa tía, sí.
My aunt is beautiful. It was her birthday on Friday.
That's her aunt. Quiero conocer esa titi.
I have a question.
What?
So it was your birthday?
It was her birthday. It was her birthday.
Why do I
Friday.
See every day somebody's birthday and they have to make like 80 videos of you doing the same thing? Like one video and a picture is enough.
When you're 21, you'll understand.
I really won't.
Marv, your wife's behind your ears. This is what women do. They take pictures, bro.
It's like you.
A lot of pictures.
Oh,
a lot
like
of videos.
You.
I take pictures with you.
Because
I want everybody to see the handsome man.
Oh, yeah.
I go to your photos right now.
I have
pictures
a long time not going to a club like Playroom.
And you were
Aviana muchacha, right? There was, you know, when you see movement and you're wondering what the fuck is happening across the room.
Cheeks.
Yo, they was brawling. Look, la tipa, they was fucking each other up, and all you see is some big bitch with a fucking wig go like this, like if it was a fucking flag.
Wow.
And then ellos tiran el piso. Entonces I'm like, okay, sacaron a esa. ¿Dónde está la otra? So I'm looking for the girl that has, yo, she comes out with all this shit that's like out, and with the other side braided. And I'm like, oh my God. Pues ella está buscando. Yo, she's looking for her wig.
Who was DJ?
Everywhere. Yeah. DJ Hova.
Oh.
And actually, Triple Threat was DJing too.
Triple Hova.
I don't know who's the third
one. We gotta get.
But it's, you see the, like, Playroom wasn't that ratchet. When I started going to Playroom, when it first opened,
we have to get Joe Van over here to defend the situation. We had to get Joe Van over here to defend the situation.
He was actually promoting that night, but yo, that shit was hilarious. Porque la pobre buscando su peluca.
Yo,
they swept it
Damn.
Up. They swept her wig.
You made me think of my man Smooth. We found the peluca in a club from the same scenario one time, and we wore it all weekend long, my nigga. We went to Atlantic City with it. We went everywhere with this peluca. From the same exact situation, but I put it on, and I'm like, yo, we out to AC. And I had a blonde peluca, my nigga, the whole weekend. Smooth coming home soon.
Yo, Not for nothing, I thought about wearing a wig that night, and I had already, I was like, no. All I need is some bitch to just snatch my wig up. Nah, wigs ain't for the club, it's for your house.
I love the still right here, though. Yeah, look, is your Titi coming on the show at any time?
I'll bring her.
Does she ever tune in?
Click here.
Does she ever tune in?
Click here.
She had a long
time. Aquí, coño, aquí. The little arrow right there.
Esa titita,
wow.
Mírala ahí. Yo, it was Anthony. It was your birthday, too. You should have celebrated with the Titi right here.
I would have brought you with me.
Should have brought her with me. Buena, mira esta Jody. Eso es lo que le gusta a ella. The filtro y vaina. ¿Tú estás viendo Black Casper?
Lo estoy viendo.
¿Tú estás viendo la pejería que está en Playroom?
Yo veo una juca. Y yo soy juquero.
Bueno.
Miren. Hasta el pitillo.
Hasta el pitico tiene.
Bueno, Black Casper, esto es lo que hay. Estas mujeres están de pinga.
No, but it's all about having fun and enjoying your time with your girls. Don't you enjoy your time with your girls, Anthony?
Anthony is a married man.
I was about to say.
Anthony's a married man. On that note, I think we should just end this. End episode 9.
Bye, guys.
Happy birthday, Aunt.
Shout out
our producer.
Happy birthday. Have a fine weekend and maybe a boring week.
No, we don't want a boring
week.
I said maybe.
Wow.
Marvin's back home. Black Casper's in the building. Black Casper came with his security. His brothers. You guys take pictures? Can you send those to me? All right, cool. Okay. And that was episode 9 of Trappin' Chitch.
Shout out to Ed for showing up.
Beach Stro. Beach Stro, go over there. Follow at Beach Stro NYC. That's B-E-A-T, Stro.
You NYC. Taking me, right? Because...
Porque imagínate, esperando tu tigre, tú nunca vas a llegar?
You think I don't got game like that? I got you.
You got the dudes that be like, yo, we out to May. We out to May to Mexico.
Oh my God, I hate that.
That's what she got the generic.
All right, so.
Sega Genesis.
DJ Casper, you got it?
All right.
Dale.
Got it.
We out. You already know. Una vaina bien. Thanks. And see you next week.
Been a long time. Shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat.
Step two, 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 step two she don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again, and try again. Cause if at first you don't succeed, you can dust it off and try again. Dust yourself off and try again, and try again.
If it wasn't for the money, cars and movies, stars and jewels and all these things I've got, I wonder, hey, would you still want me?
Won't you?
Would you still be calling me?
Still calling you?
You'll be loving me.
I'll be loving you.
Oh. Pull a kick to fly, no go. Pivot ain't easy, trust me, I know what gangsters in. Go, 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 go. Together, like chinchilla in bad weather. I'm good, but been better. On my road with cheddar and glamorous things. Stopped a few cars, a crib with the east and the west wing. Cause this is how I'm living, and y'all women know the secrets on how to get it and keep it. How to pray on our weakness, the power of the West, that's why I got a lot of wondering, it ain't just I. Gotta keep the cash coming, and that's on my life. If it wasn't for the money and the things I got, she probably wouldn't like me, but I keep her in Irvin, Jeffrey, quite icy. Sip Seraphim, who doesn't like me? And the murderer's eye.
Baby girl,
You know my situation, and sometimes I know you get impatient. But you don't put on a show to get ovations. Take it to court and go do litigations. And I respect your gangster. Treat you like a princess and put some on your neck to thank you. She's my pinch hitter. When the starting lineup ain't playing right, I come off the bench with her. It might sound like I'm gassing ya, but it takes time to get from the backseat to the passenger. We've been creeping and sneaking just to keep it from leaking. We so deep in our freaking and we don't sleep on the weekend. Wifey's a little bit uptight. Wonder why I keep coming home in the middle of the night. It'll be alright. If y'all bump heads, it'll be a fight. But I said it'll be alright. Come on.
I really wanna be with you. I wanna be real with you. I can't leave you alone. No. And I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life. Already got a wife. Can't leave you alone.
Late night lover, you know, the one that swing like no other. I know I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name. And love is about pain, so stop the complaints and drop the order of restraints. Our sex life's a game, so back me down in the pain. Cause I can't wait no more. Cause it's about a quarter past three, and sure days I mean, I got the Bentley Ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades. And I love to see that some boots and shades throw down on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Thug style, you never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking you. You're all wild, but we share something so rare. But who cares? You care, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. And I gave you my all. Now, baby, be mine. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. And I gave you my all. Now, baby,
it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, da-ha. You never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know.